Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news and the disappointing performance against Leicester. Youri Tielemans scored twice as Leicester thrashed Newcastle 4-0 on Sunday afternoon. Tielemans got two goals, the 38th minute and the 81st, with the goals from Dakar and Maddison sealed the deal for the Foxes. Arsenal and Manchester United and Tottenham sit above Leicester in the table, while for Newcastle, the majority of the league are above them, and the Norwich sit below them, thanks to goal difference. Eddie Howe was disappointed at the manner of the performance. Said, "I thought for all the ball we had around their box, we didn't really open them up. In the big moments, we didn't deal with them well enough. When you see it live, you fear the worst." When he was asked about the penalty decision for Leicester's first goal, "For me, it's not a penalty, though." He said, "Definitely, when he asked about VAR, it's what it's there for. I don't understand why referees are so reluctant. I think if he does go and check it, he reverses the decision. But when asked about the upcoming fixtures that come thick and fast, it's Liverpool next. Said the players won't have felt inferior. They'll have felt competitive and hopefully they'll reflect in the right way. Every game is difficult. Obviously, Anfield is a tough assignment for us. We'll do everything to try and win the match." Elsewhere, into news on the transfer front. Newcastle tried to sign Boubacar Kamara during the summer transfer window, but failed. The Frenchman was heavily linked with the Magpies. Steve Bruce liked his versatility. A rumour to St James Park failed to materialise. He reportedly rejected both Newcastle and Wolves on the deadline day, but now he looks like he'll be set for available on a free transfer. The Athletic and the 22-year-old will not extend his contract with Marseille and plan to leave the league aside for free next summer, giving Newcastle the chance to move back in to the negotiations. Newcastle have also emerged the favourite to land once-away Manchester United star Anthony Martial. Reports claim he wants a fresh start. Newcastle, with their fresh spending, of course, are looking to try and bolster their team, and it's reportedly confirmed his agent is seeking a new challenge for him. Reports have suggested that the likes of Barcelona and Arsenal have been interested, but Newcastle hope to give him the leading line role to try and guide them alongside Callum Wilson to glory. And finally, into the news, and they're looking at Lille's Sven Botman as a priority signing for the January window. Reports suggest that he's one player that Newcastle believe they can get over the line, but they face an uphill battle with AC Milan also interested in a move. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.